We're doing the Doshot Aran. We're up to the fourth speech. Page Nun Aleph in the Shalem edition, Kuf Nun Beis in the Musad HaRav Kook edition. And the Ran had posed an interesting question. And this question comes after the Ran's axiom. The Ran explained the following theory. The Ran said that there are two ways in which God deals with the world. There's the regular way, in which God goes through a system, so to speak, be it a spiritual system of angels, be it the system of nature. But when God wants things to occur in the world, there's what we might call trickle-down spiritualics. You know, there's trickle-down economics. So there's trickle-down, where Hashem wills it to happen, and then it goes through a system. And then you have to be in line with the system to get the blessing. And then there's Hashem going directly and taking care of the problem. Hashem's, the Ran said, even with regard to prophecy, there could be a prophet that's within the system, and then there could be prophecy that has nothing to do with the system, where God gives prophecy because God wants to give prophecy, not because the guy is necessarily in line with it. And then the Ran developed this thought, and he said, based on this thought, we could also understand verses that seem problematic. God says, I'm sending an angel before you. He will protect you, bring you to the land I prepared. Watch it. Listen to him. Because he won't put up with your rebellious ways. Now, that seems to be contradictory. Because on the one hand, God says, I'm going to give you an angel because you guys are so stubborn. I don't want to wipe you out. I don't want to annihilate you, so I'll give you an angel. Then God says, I'll give you the angel, but he won't put up with your rebellious ways. So then what we gain by having the angel? So the Ran said that in order to understand the answer, we have to go back to this concept. Hashem says, I don't want to be the one leading you, because when you rebel, if I'm leading you, then you've been in danger of annihilation, be it with the eagle, the golden calf, it with the spies. We see that when Hashem was in the picture directly and we sinned, so then the potential for the reaction was tremendous. The potential reaction of punishment was tremendous. An angel doesn't have such capacity. An angel doesn't have capacity to annihilate. So if there's an angel running the show, if there's an angel leading us into Israel, so he's part of this, what we might call trickle-down spiritualics. Yeah, there's a spiritual system, and the angel doesn't have the capacity to annihilate. But on the other hand, the angel does have a system which he works with. And if you go out of line of that system, so then the angel knows he works with this system. He's been sent to do the following. And if you work with him, if you go in line with what he tells you, then it works. And if not, it's not going to work. As we'll see. Now the Ran will explain this idea. Again, page Nun Aleph in the Shalem, Kuf Mem Beis in the Musad HaRav Kook edition. Ki biyot Hashem itbarach mityached b'anagatam. When it's Hashem specifically who's guiding us, im yomru et devaro, if they rebel against God's words, omnam haya mesig lehem hara mitzad ha'onesh. It's true that bad punishment could come upon them, and this has, there's an aspect where it's easier and where it's heavier. It's weightier on the side that because Hashem could say, hey, they deserve a punishment so bad that they're in danger of annihilation. And that's why God says, I don't want to be the one to guide you directly, lest I annihilate you during the course of this path. But on the other hand, there's a certain leniency, because when Hashem is in the picture directly, if He wants to forgive their sins, then just as we find, Hashem has the capacity to forgive, and then we can again receive the blessings as Hashem initially wanted to give us. Because when Hashem wants to give, and it doesn't go through a system, it doesn't go through intermediaries, then it's not like you have to be in sync, you have to be in line with the system. Hashem wants to give, Hashem gives. והשם יתברך לכם נטו על ישראל ומהירתו ונשיגם עונש הגדול, but Hashem out of his compassion for us, and Hashem said, you guys are in danger of great punishment, שואה כליון הגמור, final annihilation, complete annihilation, רצה לשלוח לפני המלאך. So Hashem said, it's too dangerous for us to be together like this. If we're together, you guys, you mess up and you're in danger. So I'm going to send an angel to lead you. ועל זה הצד יהיו שמורים שלא יסגם הכיליון על צד העונש. And as such, Hashem isn't getting involved directly with us. He says, I've given them over to the angel to lead them into the land of Israel. Now, if we mess up, so Hashem isn't going to get involved. He's saying, so to speak, they have the angel who's taking care of them. אבל הודיעם שהם צריכים ללכת כפי מה שיניגם המלאך. But Hashem says, but you gotta know, if I'm giving you an angel and he's taking you into the land of Israel, you have to behave the way he tells you. ואומרו, and that's what the pasuk says, הישמר מפניו ושמע בקולו אל תמהר בו, listen to him, and don't rebel against him. ואין זו על דרך מצווה ועזרה, אבל על צד משל. He says, this isn't really like a mitzvah and a warning, but I'll give you an example so you understand what the pasuk means. שאם תגיע נבואה לנביא באמצעות המלאך הזה, שילחמו ראשוני מאמורי. Let's say this angel gives a prophetic vision to the prophet and he tells them, okay, now I want you to go into the land of Israel from the north and fight the Amori in the north. לא יעברו דבריו ללחם עם החיטי והפריזי. God says, it's not me who's in the picture where I can do whatever I want. If the angel tells you, I'm setting it up so that you will be successful against the Amori in the north, don't go and rebel against them and decide, well, we want to fight the Chiti and the Prizi nations in the south. Because then bad things will happen and you can't even expect. It's not a punishment. It's just God, the angel says, I'm preparing the war in the north. You go into the south, I have nothing to do with that. An angel isn't God. An angel has a specific mission. So he says, okay, I prepared you to be victorious in the north. If you didn't listen and you went to the south, so then it's not a punishment. It's not a question of, forgive us, we did wrong. It's not that you're dealing with Hashem. You're dealing with some kind of being. I mean, we might call it like a computer. You know, if the computer prepares you money at the ATM machine in the north, and you go to the ATM machine in the south, and there's no money there, well, right, the computer prepared it in the north. The angel, he's part of a system. It's not God who controls everything. The angel has a specific role. And so the angel, if he's preparing you victory in the north and you go attack in the south, it's not an issue like you're talking to God and then you say, God, forgive us, help us anyways. But you're not, God said, I'm not getting into the picture with you directly. I'm leaving an angel to take care of the show. Vehu, and that is as follows, כי השפעים סודרים על ידי אמצעים מיוחדים ומוגבלים. God has a system. And within this system, Hashem says, okay, so then this angel can be in charge of giving X, Y, or Z, but he's limited to giving only that. If shall she ishtanu, and he can't change that. Ve'inam kifualim amsudrim shelo al yedei emtzayim. And it's not like Hashem is in the picture directly with us, where then Hashem says, I do what I want. But rather, Hashem has a system, a spiritual system. We find each nation has their angel in heaven that represents them. Ulfichach, im eyotam betuchim ha-kileyon. And therefore, even though if Hashem isn't dealing with them directly, they could be confident that they will not be annihilated. Habal tzad ha-onish, the direct punishment, Hashem won't get directly involved. צריכים מאוד להישמר מהרע המגיע לו על צד העונש אלא על צד הפסד ההנהגה והסידור. But nonetheless, they have to be in line with this angel because if they try to do things differently than what he said, then they're out of line of the system אשר אי אפשר לקוות תמותו, and then they can't hope to be successful. Yes, Avram.
So, with this angel, if this almost sounds like just naturally, for whatever reason, from like different interactions of forces, it's in the north that he decides to start. Or does it, as someone tells the angel, your job is to prepare the war in the north first?
It seems like the angels are given a task and then it's up to them to figure out how to do it.
If we're God's special chosen people, and even if he's not directly with us, if we go to war in the south, couldn't it be possible that Hashem says to the angel, now prepare the war in the south?
It could. It could, but Hashem is saying, I want to distance myself from you. Meaning, you're not living up to this level of Ashgacha. I'll give you an example. Let's take a king and his subjects. So the king has a whole bunch of laws. Let's take a simpler case. Let's make believe a police car is driving behind your car. you answer the cell phone for a second because someone called you, he's going to give you a ticket. You make a left turn when the light just turned red, he's going to give you a ticket. Meaning, there are advantages to having the police car just behind you. There's certain protection, and if you need something, and whatever it is, you have a lot of advantages. But you understand that every slight move that you do that isn't exactly in line with the law, we all have those moments where, So you start driving, and you figure out, put on the seatbelt as I'm driving. Ticket. So Hashem says, we started this relationship, I was driving right behind you. I was driving in front of you. And then you had the benefits, right? I'll do everything for you. But it's not so good for you anymore. I see that it's too dangerous for you. I'm about to revoke your license. I'm not to say, forget it, I'm pounding the car. No more. So that's not good. So then this close relationship is ideal if you would live up to it, but you're not living up to it. And if you're not living up to it, then you're better off if you don't have the police car right behind you. So what am I going to do? I'll give you a system where you don't have the police car right behind you. You don't have the same type of policeman who can give tickets and not give tickets. But I'll give you let's say a rookie, a guy who's driving in the car with you. But you got to watch out because this rookie on the one hand, he can't impound your car, right? But on the other hand, you're going to try to make a left turn against the light. He's going to really give you a punishment. He's going to say, okay, the system is this way. So it's not like now you can do whatever you want. There's a system. But now you're working on a lower level of the system. Now you have to be in line with that system. It's not like now you could go against what the system says. But at least it's not like the police commissioner that's riding just behind you. It's a rookie. It's interesting that Hashem has this system where Hashem says, I know what's going on at every minute. But it's not like now Hashem doesn't know. But it's more like Hashem says, it won't be a direct relationship anymore. I'll distance myself from you for your benefit. As I'll say, the greater a person is, the more he puts Hashem in his life. They ask the Kutzker Rebbe, where is Hashem to be found? So the Rebbe says, wherever you let him in. The more we, the greater a person is, the more Hashem can be directly in touch with him, so to speak, to the level of a prophet, to the level of Moshe Rabbeinu. Hashem is there at every moment. The Jewish people did not live up to that. So Hashem says, okay, so you need more space, so to speak. So I'll leave you in the hands of a spiritual being that he'll take care of all the miracles you need. You'll still have the miracles, but you have to understand, you have to be in line with him. You with me? Yeah, Ephraim? Okay, yeah.
Is this contingent upon someone failing in some way in Hashem's eyes that he has to do that? Because like, I thought there's an idea that the Jewish nation, like especially, has like a direct line always. There's no like intermediary.
We always have a direct line where we could talk to Hashem. The question is Hashem looking over our shoulder every second? We're judged once a year, and we're judged as a people, and we're judged at different intervals. But it's very different to be judged at different intervals than having the policeman sitting on your tail.
But this is in Perkei Avot, Rabban Gamliel says, there's an eye who sees it,
right?
And so, all your deeds are recorded in a book. So if that's the case, then...
That's what I said. This duality is something we have to think about. Meaning on the one hand, at every moment Hashem knows what's going on. And at the end of the day, we are taken to task for everything we did. Right? It's not like Hashem says, okay, now the angel's in charge, I don't know what's doing with you. No, Hashem still knows what's doing with us. But the question is our relationship like a relationship where Hashem is here right now? Or is it a relationship where in general Hashem knows what's going on? Meaning you could have a situation where the judge or the policeman is sitting on your tail at any moment to revoke your license. Or you could have a relationship where at the end of the year we'll take a look at how you've done the whole year. At the end of the year, at the end of the lifetime, at any moment they could know what's doing. The question is, are they focused on that now?
It's just like the idea of like the maybe like the Shekhinah, like the concentration of Hashem, you're saying? Like this is like he's more concentrated in this time, like you say at the Kotel, right? There's more of a divine presence, and this you're saying that now his divine presence is not as...
To an extent, it's also a question of is he focused on it? Meaning, Hashem sometimes says, I won't deal with this right now. I'm going to give you time. Look, if every time a kid does something wrong, his parent comes down on him, the kid can't grow. So a kid needs some space to do what's wrong and then figure out what's right and then improve himself. It's part of growth. So that's the way every person is. The greater a person is, the more he could handle being in close proximity and getting a reaction right away. great, really, really great people, they do one slight thing wrong and something bad happens. You have to be on a big level. We can't live like that, most of us. The Jewish people were on a much higher level, and even they couldn't handle a situation where Hashem was right there. So Hashem said, okay, I'll distance myself a little bit. Distancing himself means there are pros and cons. Yeah?
You said some distance himself, but I remember that Moshe Rabbeinu begged him to reconsider and said, I'll go with you. So
these are two different occurrences. We'll get there. That's an excellent question. We'll get there. How come by the Egel? Let's wait.
Okay.
Let's wait. Okay. Imtiya nagata malach. You got it? Yeah. Let's say the angel right now, he's given capacity to function in this territory. And they go and they attack another territory. How could they hope that they'll fix it? Now we'll do tshuva. We'll say, we're really sorry, angel. But the angel wasn't given capacity right now to deal with that territory. And angels undoubtedly are given specific jobs and specific tasks. Like we find in the book of Daniel. You have an angel who's responsible for the Greek Empire, an angel who's responsible for the Persian Empire. And the Talmud tells us in the end of Psachim, when Nebuchadnezzar pushed down Hananiah, Mishael, and Azariah into the furnace, then Yurkimi, the angel of hail, came and stood before God, and he said, let me go down there and cool off the furnace. Then Gavriel, the angel, stood up before God and said, that's not enough honor for you, God, if he does that. But better do it differently. Let's do a greater miracle. I, Gavriel, am an angel of fire. Let's do a miracle on top of a miracle, that I, the angel of fire, will come down there and make the fire cold. We see from that Gemara that if not for the great miracle that Gabriel was asking for godly intervention, the angel Yurkami, he's responsible for making things cold. And the angel Gabriel, all he does is make things hot. And that's how you have to understand other angels as well. God makes these spiritual beings which are each responsible for a spiritual area. So if Hashem says, now I'm pulling myself back, and I'm going to leave you in the hands of this spiritual being, so then you have to be in line with that spiritual being, because spiritual beings are not God. Angels have specific capacity to affect specific things. And if a person is not going to be in line with that, then he cannot hope to have any assistance from this angel. And that's what the verse means. The angel will not put up with your rebellious ways. It's not a question of punishment. Angels are not there to punish, but rather it's a question of... The angel has a specific capacity to help you, either you're in line with it, or don't expect that things are going to work for you. Now we're in the middle of a thought. The next point, which we'll see next week, is the point that Avram raised, that Nachmanides asks, how come in Parshas Shmos, when Moshe is told that because of the Egel, God won't lead us, he'll send an angel, then Moshe fights it. And then later on, when Hashem says, now I'm sending an angel before you, Moshe does not try to contest it. So the Ramban is bothered with this obvious question. And next week, he'll quote the Ramban, and then he'll say why, according to his opinion, it's not even a question. We'll see that next week, Bezat Hashem. Yeah?
Are we supposed to figure that angels are...
1 second, I'm sorry, but Salel was waiting first. Yeah?
Okay, so you say that angels...
So I meant that an angel who is responsible for A, B, or C, his job is not to punish. But there are angels who do punish, yes.
But if angel had a mission and people didn't comply with mission or didn't even want to abide, you know, by what the angel came to announce, that will turn into, instead of this person making mitzvah, that will come for him as a...
Right, but it's not that angel's job to punish. Yeah.
Are we supposed to figure then that angels are apparent in all like acts with everything? Like, which circumstances? Is it like a general principle based upon like which circumstances an angel would appear, and at which point Hashem can deal with us, or it's based upon negative behavior, positive behavior? Like, how does an angel like? Need to come into. We see like over a nation. You said in the Quran that says that over each nation is an angel. That's like an easy concept, right? Because it's like it's not going to leave. There's nations that will always be angels. But like when it comes to like circumstances, how are we supposed to? Is there like a certain guideline how we're supposed to?
Well, we don't usually deal with angels. It's not our business. What angels do? We deal directly with Hashem. Meaning, we don't pray to angels. We don't talk to angels. Our relationship is with Hashem. We are taught, nonetheless, as we saw earlier in the Iran, that there is a hierarchy, there is a system in heaven, and Hashem has his angels, if we'll call them that. Hashem has a system in which he has things happen down here below. And Hashem can, if Hashem wants it to rain, so Hashem has an angel who is responsible over the rain, and we mention him. When we daven to Hashem about the rain now, in the Tfilat HaGeshem, we began with Af Biri. Af Biri is the name of the angel responsible for rain. And we speak to Hashem. We say, you're going to decide how much rain we have. Tell your angel, Af Biri, tell him to give us a lot of rain. We're not davening to the angel, we're davening to Hashem. But we are told that that's the name of the angel who's responsible for rain. It's a Pasuk in Eov and Job. So some angels we know about. In the book of Daniel, we hear read about all kinds of angels. In the book of Zechariah, we read about angels. In our parsha, in Vayera, we're told that the three people who came to visit Avram are three specific angels, Michael, Gabriel, and Raphael. So we do know a little bit about angels and how they work in this world. In Parshas Vayetze, Yaakov Avinu sees angels. In the end of Vayetze, again he sees angels. In Vayishlach, he sees angels. In Parshas Vayichi, we have an unusual blessing where Yaakov Avinu blesses his kids with the angels. Hamalach HaGoel Oti Mikol Ra. There's an angel whose job it always was to save me from bad. He should bless your kids. So there are areas where we suddenly encounter angels. Although we are aware of their existence, from our perspective, we talk to Hashem. One of the animamins. We don't pray to intermediaries. Hashem may work through intermediaries, but we don't pray to them. We pray to Hashem.
Are we supposed to figure then that each individual has his
Each individual has a malach. The Gemara says, Adamit le mazla, the human being has mazel. And Rashi over there quotes that mazel means every person has at least one angel. The Gemara also says that there are two angels that accompany a person always. The Gemara says if a person partakes of the sorrow of the congregation, then the two angels who are always accompanying a person put their hands on his head and they say, so-and-so, son of so-and-so, partook of the sorrow of the congregation, he should merit to see them rejoice. And if, on the contrary, he does not partake, then those two angels put their hands on his head and they say, so-and-so, son of so-and-so, did not partake, he should not merit to see. There's the whole Gemara, Shalom Aleichem, the angels of Shabbos that accompany us home. So we see there are areas where we do discuss angels in the beginning of Shulchan Aruch and the laws of going to the bathroom. The earlier generations, they were on level where they recognized that they were in the presence of angels and the way they behaved throughout their day. So when they would go to the bathroom, they'd say, Tkabdum Uchubadim, the angels that accompany me, you be honored by waiting outside. Obviously, you're not going to accompany me here. I got to go do what us humans do. But we don't have conversations with the angels that accompany us. It's not a part of our life. We'd freak out if we'd spend our day thinking, oh, the angel's on my right, the angel's on my left. I'll just conclude with a funny line. I mean, when I was a bachelor in the Lower East Side, so I used to prepare shir off Thursday night and give a shir Friday, a parsha shir on Friday, which took me about 12 hours to prepare, and I prepared all Thursday night. All Thursday night I'd sit down writing notes on the parsha, Friday I'd give the shir, and then I'd learn, sleep a little bit, nap a little bit Friday afternoon, but by the time Friday night came I was wiped. So I didn't have koach to be a guest at anyone's house. I just wanted to eat the Friday night meal and go to sleep. One of the guys in the yeshiva, the yeshiva had a policy that they'd let anyone who wasn't bothersome, they'd let him come. So different people with all kinds of psychological problems would also come to the yeshiva. People who literally were out of mental hospitals and in mental hospitals and back and forth, they'd find their place in the yeshiva, and Rabbi Feinstein, Rabbi Moshe Feinstein had a policy, so long as they don't bother people, so okay, so they could sit and they could sit here too. So one Friday night, one of my friends asks me, why don't you come to me for the meal? So I said, no, I'm tired. Friday night I don't go. He said, last week you didn't go. The week before you didn't go. I said, Friday night I like being home. So he says to me, I can understand you don't want to come to me for the meal. But how come I don't see you inviting anyone to your meal? How come you sit Friday night all alone? So I said to him, what do you mean? You don't say Shalom Aleichem? What do you mean I'm all alone? I have all my angels with me. I'm sitting here all alone. I'm not all alone. So he said to me, if you're already talking to angels in your Friday night meal, you better come to me. You've been in this yeshiva for too long. So we don't talk to angels, right?